I think in this area, it's common knowledge that there's a very big drug problem. You can go to every other person and they'll be able to tell you where you could get some cannabis from or something like that. But the worrying thing for us is that the heroin is now a big problem. Just the people who were taking cannabis and stuff like that, it's not enough for them anymore, and heroin is readily available all over.
Do you know people, have you seen people using in this area?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk past some people in the street, can't you? And you can smell that that's what they're smoking. It's not just normal cigarette that they're having. And you just have to take a walk up the road and you can see them.
And which areas around here are particularly bad, you know, streets and parks?
I think it's everywhere. Doesn't matter where you go, I think it's everywhere.
But it seems to be getting more common with the Asian community. We're hearing that because we're city centre-based and because we live in the area, so we know, we hear about what's going on in the area here. And that's what we're hearing, is because its majority is Asian Portuguese, there seems to be a lot of use by those youngsters nowadays, which we didn't hear 10, 12, 14 years ago.
And you've lived here a long time, haven't you?
Yes, a very long time, 40-odd years. I've seen the change in these children and the worry that these parents are actually speaking up and saying now, though, even the Asian parents are saying that, yes, my son has got this problem. Where do I go? Who do I turn to? Because they've got no knowledge of who to turn to because of their lack of English and their understanding of the problem itself.
Why do you think it is becoming a problem?
I think it's the lack of knowledge for parents and children. I think it's down to education, that they don't realise the effects of it and the fact that it is addiction. It can become a long lifetime addiction. The other thing is it's so easily accessible to them. Mm-hmm. It's there, you know, they only have to literally walk down the road from here and they will find that there'll be somebody who say, do you want it, you know? And we are being told. It's being sold openly.
In fact, I stood here not 2 months ago before the summer holidays and I phoned you in time then. I said, there's a man out here and he's just dealing. and he was actually doing it on the corner of the street right here and I could see him doing it and he was slipping the packet and the guy was slipping him the money and I was like, oh,
in broad daylight?
In broad daylight, middle of the afternoon, next to, you know, a place where there's lots and lots of children.